Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3. Now, Singapore's unprecedented growth in the fintech space across the last few years, or during the last few years rather, has spurred the entrance of many businesses specializing in the development of fintech. There are more than 400 fintech companies in Singapore, including both global players and Singaporean startups, all with the key aim of revolutionizing the future of money in Singapore.
And according to the Fintech Employment 2019 report published by recruitment services firm Michael Page Singapore, 94% of fintech companies surveyed agree that we are facing a major shortage of fintech talent. It also found that the number of local consumers adopting fintech products and services has jumped in the last 2 years, tripling from 23% in 2017 to 67% in 2019.
We speak to Nilay Khandelwal, Managing Director of Michael Page Singapore, on how organizations are keeping up with the acute shortage of talent in fintech. Nilay, thanks for joining us again. Why is, though, the enlisting of fintech talent proving to be challenging for employers?
Thank you for having me here. I think the experience shortfall is affecting the fintech talent pool, as roughly 40% of the companies stated that shortage of the skills for the role is a key talent recruitment challenge for them. And one of the reasons for that is if you look at the number of fintech firms 5 years ago, which was roughly around 50, to what it has grown to now, north of 500, 600 odd organization. I think the industry has grown much faster than the talent and the time that it has taken. So I think it's a mixed bag. While it's a good news on one side that it's becoming an epicenter for fintech organizations in Singapore, the talent shortage definitely is to come up the curve over the period of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the other hand, keeping skilled employers in fintech is no easy task either. I mean, 37% of those surveyed shared that they have switched jobs in the last 12 months. So what could be behind the high turnover rate in fintech?
I think the demand for talent is quite high. So when we look at the law of economics, supply
you get
and
a
demand,
better offer something.
To a certain extent, that is one of the reasons. The second is evolving technologies. So if you look at every single fintech companies that come up in the market, they all have a value proposition to our consumers or to the banks. So the ecosystem is evolving quite fast. And if you look at the motivators for some of these guys changing jobs, one of the key area of focus for them is their technological capabilities and future adaptation of these technologies in these new firms. And that creates a level of excitement and newness for candidates to move from one place to another, apart from the fact that it could be monetary beneficial.
What can fintech businesses do then to attract and, say, upskill key talent, especially in Singapore's tight labour market?
I think there have been quite a lot of incentives and measures been taken by MAS and then the companies themselves. You know, we can't run away from the fact that we got to groom the current set of talent that we have or re-groom the talent that we already have into a fintech scenario. So that's definitely one area where we need to finance employees in terms of reskilling and retraining them. Secondly, I think we need to look at the grassroots level. So collaboration with universities and with various other fintech labs and R&D centers, not just in Singapore, but in the ecosystem of Southeast Asia. That should be an area of focus, and there have been steps taken. I know that a local university has started a fintech program just to make sure that, you know, the entry-level graduates are equipped with that technical talent when it comes to hiring. And, you know, to create that awareness, I think sponsoring tuition and scholarships when you are dealing with these universities can provide aid or incentivize some of these universities and the internship opportunities that we give. So that at a very early age, you are talking about fintech, and when they graduate out of the school, we are not just addressing the top level problem whereby we need the heads of fintech businesses, but we are also, you know, dealing with the entry-level individuals as well. And it's a combination of two. And somewhere where needed, you need to look at some of the other fintech hubs around the world and probably look at getting talent in here, but with the mindset that you localize that knowledge center over the period of time for sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also noted that 36% of fintech talent surveyed were between the age of 25 and 35. So what can be done to improve on the lack of appropriate skills among the older age group?
Stand up and be counted, Bernard, and myself.
like ourselves, yeah.
I think if I was to ask my dad to adopt new technology, probably he'll have a high resistance to it compared to some of the other individuals. So I think that's the initial thought process. Is adaptation to newness is important, and you see that more with the millennial population than the ones before that. But that doesn't mean that those individuals should not be looking at this, because some of the jobs may not exist in the next 2 to 5 years, and these individuals need to think of how do you reskill yourself to be still competitive in the labor market.
What sort of things should we be looking out for in terms of trying to recognize the appropriate skills that are needed? How can one go about sort of researching and finding out?
I think tech skills overall, whether you look at finance, whether you look at sales, whether you look at CRM or marketing, everywhere it has become tech savvy. So appreciation.
But it goes beyond sort of being able to use a laptop, for example.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think if you look at the Skills Future program, there are a lot of different things that you can opt for. I think you need to look at what your skill sets are and how do you then translate into what is in demand in the market. Mm-hmm. There's no point just going for a skill set development.
For the sake of it.
Correct. Mm. Things like AI, machine learning, data scientist, UX, UI, which are more of the developer side, they have become an important area of focus and constantly are in demand for the last couple of years.
Mm. I'm writing this down.
do you think that in this case, do you think we should acquire talent outside of Singapore?
I think to a certain extent, we should be dealing with grooming the talent locally. But wherever we can't, we need to look at some of the epicenter of fintech hubs around the world and make sure that we are not losing the race of making Singapore as a hub for fintech ecosystem, not just for Singapore itself, but Singapore is creating it as a ecosystem for Southeast Asia and beyond. So yes, but over the period of time, we got to localize for sustainability.
Hmm. Do you think the Singapore market took too long to adopt emerging technologies? After all, earlier you talked about how tech is also moving so quickly, the pace of change is breakneck. As a result, if we are behind, in your opinion, then professionals maybe lack the exposure, the academic training for these emerging technologies.
I think we grew beyond what we thought we would grow to. I think it came as a surprise, and some of the geopolitical environment in other markets helped that growth. And the ease of doing business in Singapore has just become an attractive proposition for most of the firms to open, set up and grow, and using Singapore as a hub. Now you have a good challenge at one hand whereby investments are coming in, and then the other side is you've got to equip those organizations with talent. So I think that
But not
pace,
quickly enough.
Not it's yet, specific, yes, yeah. Not yet. But you see a lot of efforts being put in place and they will yield result. It's not a flick of a switch. But it will take some time. And I think starting at the grassroots levels at university, which is a recent adaptation, that definitely will go a long way, apart from the fact that we need to reskill some of our ongoing employees.
Mm-hmm. So this is an industry, say, for a young graduate to be really looking at. It's
absolutely
where it's supposed to be, right?
What used to be the bank 10, 12 years ago is now fintech. At this point of time.
Nilay Khandelwal is Managing Director of Michael Page Singapore. Nilay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.